every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is July 24, 2025, and Hulk Hogan has passed away. Woke up to the news first thing this morning. Absolutely cannot believe it. And this show today, pretty sure it's going to be all Hulk Hogan. And obviously, Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea, a controversial character in a lot of ways. And our job here on the show is to talk about the history of wrestling. And so there's going to be a lot of talk about the good and the bad. It is impossible to tell the story of American professional wrestling without Hulk Hogan. And it's impossible to tell the story of his life without talking about the controversial aspects of it. His final wrestling appearance, he was heavily booed, and that was the last that we saw publicly of Hulk Hogan in professional wrestling. So there's a lot to talk about here today. We're going to do the news aspect when we come back from the break. And we've also got tons and tons and tons of stories from you about your memories of the character Hulk Hogan. So we're going to be doing that today. If you want to send anything to the show, you're welcome to do so. Send it to Brian@WrestlingObserver.com and put Hulk Hogan in the subject line. And we'll get into a bunch of those today. And Tom Lawler, Filthy Tom, is going to be joining us as well. And he actually has a tie into Hulk Hogan. So we'll get into that as well here today. But a lot to get into. We'll tell everything that happened with Hulk coming up after the break. And then get into everybody's feedback. I got a lot of thoughts about Hogan as well and his legacy. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. And, man, I woke up this morning and here we are. Holy smokes. Tom, you have a slight tie-in to Hulk Hogan?
Yes, I actually believe that I would be the first UFC fighter in history to walk out to Hulk Hogan's theme, the Real American song by Rick Derringer, as at UFC Fight Night 20 in very close proximity to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This fight took place in Fairfax, Virginia, January 11th, 2010, as I took on Aaron Simpson, and I did indeed walk out with the American flag in tow, with multiple colored boas around my neck to that Real American theme, and I did the old Hulkster wave your hand around in a circle, put it up to your ear, and I tell you, Brian, the crowd in the Patriot Center in Fairfax, Virginia that night went wild, as they so often did during that song when the Hulkster made his entrance. So, yeah, a very small tie-in, of course, in the grand scheme of things, of one of the most famous wrestlers of all time.
Well, you know, this morning, yeah, I woke up and I think I woke up like right when the news broke. It had been just like seconds earlier, I think. And I just got started getting bombarded with texts. And then like all morning I've been doing media. I've got, I think, ABC News Live at 2, and I might be on NPR tomorrow. And I mean,
you look like you've aged decades.
I feel like I've aged a lot, but like everybody knows Hulk Hogan. And you mentioned famous wrestlers. And I was thinking that if we exclude Dwayne Johnson, okay, because he is the most famous wrestler of all time, because he was a movie star that ended up being the biggest movie star in the history. Like he, like in Hollywood, I shouldn't say in history, because that's not true. But like, you know, there have been years where who's the most famous actor? It's Dwayne Johnson. What actor made the most money in Hollywood this year? It's Dwayne Johnson. So if you look at it from that perspective, The Rock is the most famous wrestler of all time, because he's the most famous person that's ever worked in wrestling. But if you exclude that, if we look at the professional wrestling business, okay? Who was the biggest wrestling star of all time? The three are Hulk Hogan, Ricky Dozan, and El Santo, okay? Ricky Dozan, and really, in a lot of ways, you know, Ricky Dozan and Hogan, I can make a comparison because what happened with Ricky Dozan was World War II had ended, and, you know, Japanese morale after the end of World War II, I mean, it was a rebuilding period, and this guy came along, Ricky Dozan, and he was a famous Japanese professional wrestler, and they, you know, on national television, when national television first exploded in the early 50s, he was on national television, and they would bring in big Americans, and he'd smash them. And, like, culturally, this is not just like a pro wrestling thing. Culturally, this meant so much for Japan. And these matches that Ricky Dozan had, I mean, like, the number of people in Japan that watched these matches was absolutely astounding. And it was such a big deal culturally in Japan in the early 50s in the aftermath of World War II that history books, like, I'm not talking, you know, you read a wrestling history book or weekly pro wrestler or whatever. I'm talking the history books that little children read in third grade or whatever. They told the story of Ricky Dozan. He was in history books. And it's the same thing with El Santo, you know, in Mexico. I mean, he is a cultural icon, not a professional wrestling icon, a cultural icon. And I think of all of the American professional wrestlers who have ever lived, I don't think as a result of pro wrestling, any of them are more famous than Hulk Hogan. None of them drew more fans over the course of their careers, including, I think, Jim Londos. None of them drew more than Hulk Hogan. You know, we're talking, you know, The Rock and Steve Austin. I mean, if you look at Hogan from, you know, his late 70s, early 80s in the AWA and then going to WWF and then, you know, going to WCW afterwards and all the money that they drew, I mean, he's the most famous wrestler of all time. Everybody knew the name Hulk Hogan. And a lot of it was, you know, like with Ricky Dozan, because, you know, the national television, Hulk Hogan became a massive star in the early 80s. And, you know, the rock and wrestling connection and the rise of MTV on cable. And then they had, you know, the Saturday night's main event and then the main event, you know, and the Saturday night live time slot. Saturday Night Live in the 80s would, like, they wouldn't have a show and Saturday night's main event would be there. And that match with Hulk Hogan, or I'm sorry, with Andre the Giant, you know, first it was the Pontiac Silverdome match for WrestleMania 3, which, let me tell you something about that match, okay? Do you realize that tickets did not go on, they didn't even have the building announced, and they did not put tickets on sale until, like, I don't know, 6-8 weeks before the show? Because we went back and we were watching, like, the early 1987, like, primetime wrestling. And, you know, nowadays it's like, okay, well, WrestleMania is going to be a year and it's going to be here and tickets are going to go on sale 8 months in advance and blah, 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 blah. It was like January 30th or something like that, 1987. It was like Hulk Hogan and Bobby Heenan, I'm sorry, Gene Okerlund, or it was Bobby and Gorilla. They were like, next week, we're going to announce the location of WrestleMania. They didn't even have a location, okay? And then it was like the last week of January, first week of February. They announced WrestleMania at the Pontiac Silverdome. And boom, 75,000, 78,000, 80,000 tickets out the door over the course of like 6 weeks for that Hulk Hogan-Andre the Giant match. And then they did the second Andre the Giant Hulk Hogan match on the main event in 1988, and 33 million people watched that match. So nowadays when you hear people and they're screaming about, you know, Raw and Netflix and AEW and, man, they should be doing 1.3 million or whatever. Bro, this show, as you said, bro, this show did 33 million live viewers. 33 million live viewers. At the peak of the Monday Night Wars, the peak, when Raw and Nitro, like, were both at their peak, they combined did 11 million viewers. Combined for both shows. Raw did 6 million, you know, WCW did 5, whatever. 11 million was the peak combined in the Monday Night Wars. And Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant did 33 million. Three times the combined peak of the Monday Night Wars. And, of course, then, you know, Hogan was a product of the 80s. And big, jacked up, ends up going on Arsenio Hall, claims, you know, whatever he claimed, lied. And, you know, he kind of...
Vitamins and prayers, brother.
Yep. He disappeared for a while. But you know what? That guy came back to WCW in 94, and, you know, 94, 95, business started to really pick up, and Hogan was a huge part of that. Although the real turnaround was actually a Randy Savage, Ric Flair feud that they took on the road that did huge business. But when that guy joined the NWO and that thing exploded, I mean, WCW started going straight up, and then, you know, Vince realized, dude, we got to do something. And the Attitude Era came around eventually, and whoosh, they went straight up. And so, you know, whatever you want to say about Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan was the catalyst of the 80s boom and the 90s boom. And we'll talk a lot more after the break, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, sorry for running you over there, Tom. We'll get back to some of us here in a moment, but I do have to go back to the beginning and just... I mean, we barely even mentioned the fact that he passed away today. I mean, we've been talking about his career and everything, but essentially what was reported is that he went into cardiac arrest and they went to his house and there was actually a video on TMZ. Do we have to have these videos?
No, is there?
And they're, you know, they're taking him out of the house and doing chest compressions and he ended up passing away. And if you recall, on this show, the last couple of days.
Yesterday.
Yes. So this is what I can tell you, everybody, okay? So a couple of days ago, I got a message, and it was regarding Hulk Hogan. And essentially what the message said was, you know, what Bubba is saying is not true, but it's bad. And, you know, then 2 days later, he's dead, okay? And then, you know, and everyone's like, well, I guess Bubba was right. I
mean, Jimmy Hart yesterday said Hulkster's doing phenomenal.
Yes, it was. I mean, it was very clear that Hulk Hogan was not doing phenomenal, obviously. But what I can tell you is that the person that basically said, you know, it's bad, but it's not as bad as Bubba is saying. This person had been around Hogan a lot. This was not somebody who had heard like a friend through a friend or something like that. And so I'm not sure exactly what happened in terms of the heart attack here today. But the way it was explained to me was, you know, Hogan underwent a bunch of surgeries. And, you know, even his wife had admitted, you know, there are a lot of complications and things are rough. I think Bubba had stated that he was like in a coma. And, you know, I was told he was not in a coma. Now, the one thing was he was sleeping a lot. Like, he was sleeping a lot. And so it's possible that, like, you know, Bubba presumed that he was in a coma. But I was told that he was not in a coma. And he was unable to speak. And I think Bubba had mentioned that. So, you know, what happened with the heart attack? I mean, we don't know. But, you know, all of those, there had been like a lot of, and I mentioned this as well, there had been social media posts that were not recent. Because everybody was saying, oh, he's all over social media, he's all over social media. Those were not recent. And the impression that I was given was that, you know, Eric Bischoff and some others as well, I mean, I don't think they thought it was like he was imminently going to die, like what happened. But, you know, I was kind of given the impression that the Kurt Angle being brought in for Real American Freestyle was because Hogan probably was not going to be able to be making public appearances anytime in the near future. And they had the show coming up at the end of August. And so that's one of the reasons that they brought Kurt Angle in. So he'd had health issues. I mean, he'd always claimed that a lot of his back issues were the result of doing that leg drop. And that if he hadn't done the leg drop, you know, he might not have been in this condition. And, you know, he might be right because I taught, it's kind of a weird tie-in, but I taught gymnastics forever, kids gymnastics. And on the trampoline, there's a move called the seat drop, which is basically a leg drop, okay? And, you know, we were always told that whenever these kids do their seat drops, make sure they put their hands down, like by their butt. Because if they don't, like, their back gets all jacked up. And that's what Hogan's move was that leg drop. And he did it for years and years and years and years. And, you know, I think most people are aware of this, but those WWF rings, back when he was legitimately on the road, like, 280 to 300 days a year, It wasn't 400 like he claimed, but back when he was on the road a lot, dude, those rings had no give. And they didn't change the WWE rings until, ironically, Vince McMahon became a wrestler, and then all the rings had to be changed to be bouncier. But he was doing all those leg drops during that period, and I'm pretty sure that he probably did, like, destroy his back. And you can, you know, you can see, like, when I was a kid, I always heard, oh, man, Hogan was, this would have been, I wasn't a kid, I was probably a teenager or you know, late teens. But, you know, people always told me, you know, this Hogan kind of sucks. But if you want to see Hogan when he was great, watch when he was in Japan. And so, like, he had all these matches in New Japan. He was actually the first IWGP champion.
Yeah, defeated Inoki
yep.
by KO
yeah.
on the floor, of all things, with the Axe Bomber.
So, yeah, but if you watch those matches in New Japan, I mean, it was a different Hogan. So, you know, I grew up and, like, I did, you know, till I was probably in my 30s and 40s, I believe that. And then one day, we went back and we watched all of the Saturday night's main event episodes in order. And to steal a line from Hulk Hogan, brother, let me tell you, that guy could work. And he was great. This was not just Japan. You watch these Saturday night's main event matches this guy had from probably, you know, 84, 85 through about 87. This guy was awesome. And it was probably around, you know, 87-ish, 88, where it either was catching up to him or, like, he realized, what am I doing? Like, I don't need to do this. I can go out there and, you know, cut my ear and everything like that. It was around 87, 88, 89, you could see, okay, he's either hurting or he's just, like, gotten a lot smarter in what he's doing in the ring. He doesn't need to do that stuff. And, you know, even the early days of WCW, he was pretty mobile. You know, when he first came to WCW in, like, 94, 95, had those matches with Flair. Like, he
and
was
Vader. You're not getting away without getting in there with Vader.
Nah, he was still pretty mobile and athletic. But, you know, by about 97, 98, and then, like, 99 came, I mean, he was not moving well at all, and he didn't bump well at all. And then he came back in 2002 or 2001, 2002, when WCW died for the nostalgia run. And, man, that guy couldn't do anything. And, you know, then as he got older, it was like, you know, he had spinal fusion. And then, you know, he had spinal fusion at this place. And they started using him in advertising. And he claimed it wasn't with his permission. And then he, like, turned on him and said, like, it didn't work and I'm worse now. And then, you know, the last few years, it was like surgery, 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 surgery. And, you know, he was in a lot of pain. And, you know, this most recent surgery would have been only a few months ago.
And, May, I believe.
Yeah, serious complications. I mean, he was there for that Netflix debut and, like, seemed fine. I mean, you know, if you were to watch that Netflix debut and like, you know, the audience reaction was something different. But if you would have seen him physically there, I mean, you wouldn't be sitting here going, man, by, you know, the end of July, he'll have passed away. But I mean, you know, the notable story of the Netflix debut is he was booed hard, and we never saw him again. And I'm sure that obviously part of, I mean, he was supposed to be there all the time. This Real American Beer tie-in, I mean, he was supposed to be there all the time. And
well, he's been on the road, you know,
yeah.
When you think about it, for the last couple of years. I mean, he was traveling the country doing promo work for Real American Beer at, you know, his advanced age. I'm sure that's not the best thing for
him. Well,
you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we can talk to Lance about it and you as well. I mean, traveling sucks. And then you add all of that travel onto all of the physical issues that he had. I mean, he was really all over the place and he was going to be doing a lot of stuff for Real American Wrestling. I mean, this guy was hurting. And, you know, the fans, as noted, they booed him out of the building. And all of the upcoming Hogan appearances, gone. You know, he was supposed to be on Saturday night's main event. And remember, Jesse was you know, they kind of had that thing. And then, well, Jesse's on the show and Hogan isn't. And then, of course, obviously he had the surgery and they weren't going to use him after that because he was like, in rough shape. But, you know, those fans, they let their voices be heard, and the company reacted to it. I mean, they didn't just, if it were Vince, like, they would have just kept bringing him out, because, you know, Vince loved that kind of thing when, oh, man, that hate.
To be fair, Brian, there was a pretty big, you know, backlash towards him by members of the roster in the media. You know, it's not as if, like, people stay away from it. He was kind of the butt of jokes.
No, there were a lot of talent.
From a lot of the wrestlers around that time period.
Well, yeah, because
fractions.
There was obviously the situation with Bubba the Love Sponge and his wife and Gawker and that whole lawsuit, which, by the way, you know, he was having, I believe he was having problems with money until the Gawker lawsuit, and he got $30 million, and then he was all right. But there was another incident in around 2015 when that tape came out, and he had racial slurs on the tape. He basically stated, like, I'm kind of a racist or something like that.
He said he was a racist. He was, you know, basically cutting a promo on Brooke Hogan's boyfriend.
Yeah. So then, like, he did an apology to the locker room, but the apology was more like, you got to make sure what you say, brother. I mean, it was more
the
like
cameras are watching.
Yeah, whatever you want to say personally, what the wrestlers felt, a lot of them, was that he's not apologizing. What he's doing is he's like saying, don't get caught. And so there were a lot of the wrestlers that wanted nothing to do with Hogan. And obviously, as we saw in the Netflix deal, a lot of fans as well. So a lot more after the break, everybody. Observer Live.
When I wrestle at Wembley, I used to tear my shirt, but now you tore my heart. I knew you were a Hulkamaniac right from the very start.
Right from the start, you were my friend.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hi, Hey, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I was asked on a show earlier today about Hogan's legacy, and obviously, you're not going to ever be able to talk about Hulk Hogan without talking about the bad, but you also cannot talk about his legacy without talking about what he did for the business. And whatever you think about him, and boy, there's a lot of people thinking a lot of stuff in this chat. I mean, the fact of the matter is, none of us would be here right now without Hulk Hogan in a lot of different ways. I mean, number one, I mean, he was the centerpiece of WWF when it went national, and there's no guarantee it would have worked with anybody else. He was incredibly charismatic. He was the personification of the 80s. Just big, muscular, action, larger than life. I mean, the people went wild for this guy. We'll read some of these emails. I don't think we're going to get any today. We'll try. But, I got so many emails of people's memories involving, Hogan showed up and people went, screaming, crying, blah, blah, blah. And, I was there for a show once where during intermission at these house shows, the ring announcer used to come out and say who was going to be at the next show. And, then you'd go buy your tickets or whatever. And, he came out and he's like, coming out of the next show, there's going to be Jimmy Superfly Snuka and the Earthquake. And then he mentioned Hulk Hogan's name. And, dude, these people, grown men, I mean, they leaped to their feet. And they started sprinting because he had to go to the box office to buy tickets. They are freaking, it's like the whole area just filed out to go get tickets to see Hulk Hogan. They just went wild for this guy. And then, all of you that grew up in the Monday Night Wars, I mean, Hogan was the catalyst also for the Monday Night Wars. And, wrestling business aside, you're listening to this, you're watching this because of Hogan. Because when I was a kid, my sister actually was the Hogan fan, and she had a Hogan poster, and I hated that poster, and I hated wrestling, and I hated Hulk Hogan, and I wanted nothing to do with it. I would just get furious whenever, she'd watch wrestling, so, I have some memories of stuff pre, 88, but I wasn't, paying a lot of attention to it. And then one day, my grandmother moved up from Mexico, spoke no English. And, she sat on the couch and she would point to the TV and she would go, Lucha, Lucha. I was like, what is this lady talking about? Is that a soap opera? And, I asked my dad and he goes, she wants to watch wrestling. And we didn't have a satellite dish. There was no CMLL or EMLL or anything. So it was I turned on wrestling, which then was WWF. And, I sat with her because I had to, and I watched wrestling, and at first it's like, God. And then after a while it's like, that's kind of cool. And then, it was Hulk Hogan's feud with Earthquake, and Dino Bravo was involved. It's 1989. That's when it really turned around for me, where, all right, I want to watch this every week. And the first big giant show that I bought was Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior, WrestleMania 6. And I was rooting for the Warrior. I was I remember when I watched that thing live, I was 14 or something like that. My heart's thumping. Every time Warrior got covered, it's thumping. And, Warrior won and boom, away we go. I was all in, started the YWF, started the newsletter, came all of it is because I'm afraid Hulk Hogan, he was the guy. Never a fan, though, you like as a wrestler. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I wasn't like cheering for Earthquake, but I kind of was. Like, remember when Earthquake squashed Hulk Hogan on the Brother Love show?
Yeah.
I was delighted. I was so happy. Partly because I hated Hulk Hogan, and also partly because my sister loved Hulk Hogan, and she's crying. And they did that deal where you had to write, you could write letters to Hulk Hogan, and they would send it to him after he was injured on the Brother Love show. And she wrote these sappy letters and sent them to Hogan. I was just howling, hoping this guy'd never come back, and of course he did. But he was a horrible wrestler, his character. He was like a babyface and everybody loved him. But like, this dude was constantly cheating. He's back raking dudes and he's punching people and he's choking him.
He got eliminated from the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, and he
pulled Sid over the top. The crowd is booing Hogan.
Yeah.
When he's supposed to be at his most popular.
Yeah, for those of you who don't remember.
Cheered by the crowd.
Yep.
In favor of Sid.
Yes, back then we watched these shows on pay-per-view. And then later the Coliseum video, home video release would come out. Well, live, you know, Hogan pulls Sid out of this Royal Rumble and Ric Flair helps toss him over to win, which, by the way, is one of the great Royal Rumbles. And
probably the best.
It wasn't the best. We went and watched him again. There were better
ones.
But it was good. As far as like a show-long storyline.
Too, you know what I mean? That's probably the most meaningful Royal Rumble of all time.
But anyway, these fans turned on Hogan. They are booing this guy like crazy. And I remember months later, I got like the Coliseum home video, and they edited out the booing. They edited in cheering. And as a young kid, I was like, wow, they're cheating. Just like that guy cheated. And then, you know, by early 90, by 91, 92, like the people were getting sick of this guy. And then, you know, he went on Arsenio and claimed that he never took steroids or whatever, and he lied. And then, you know,
he choked out Richard Belzer, right?
Oh yeah, that was much earlier. That was a legit thing. Like he was
a face lock.
Yeah, he was with Richard Belzer, and he decided he was going to show him like a guillotine. He showed him like a shoot guillotine, and he puts him in this guillotine and squeezes, and this guy goes unconscious and just voomp.
He
just collapsed.
It was like when John Jones choked out Machida.
Yep, and he jumps up. He's got blood all over his face. He goes, "We'll be right back." And there was a lawsuit over that, but you know what? That was one of those deals where that got so much media that, I mean, had that not happened, like, who knows? You know, they always tell the story about WrestleMania 1. Like, WrestleMania 1 was, like, kind of right on the cusp. Like, it could have failed and everything like that. I actually don't think it was going to fail, but, like, that Richard Belzer thing and obviously Mr. T getting involved, I mean, all of that was like a perfect storm, and whoosh, like away we go.
Yeah. Well, later on, I mean, he had the Hollywood career, Santa with Muscles.
Oh, a bunch of horrible movies. Yeah. God bless him, but terrible movies. Hideous.
Thunder in Paradise, was that the show?
That was the TV show, yeah.
TNT. And then one of my favorite memories, really before he started getting going again, was the Triple Cage match of Doom, where he and Randy Savage took on the Dungeon of Doom.
Yeah.
Z Gangsta.
Yep.
Who was Zeus from No Holds Barred.
Yeah.
Probably Hogan's. Was that Hogan's biggest film?
No Holds Barred?
Yeah.
I would say probably. He passed away due to COVID. Tiny Lister.
Zeus did?
Just a few years ago, yeah.
Earthquake's gone. Sid's gone.
Yep. He was in Rocky III, obviously.
Big Boss Man. Long time. You know, rival and I guess his partner with Hogan, if I remember back to the late 80s a little bit too, in early 90s.
Who?
Big Boss Man.
Oh, Boss Man, yeah. The famous, I mean, you know, that's another one. I mean, it's not quite as impressive as it sounds when I say it, but him and Big Boss Man had a feud in like 1988, 1989, and on like every show around the, I'm talking house shows, they did the superplex off the top of the cage. And what it really was like Boss Man would be sitting on the top of the cage and Hogan would stand on the top rope. And so it was really basically a superplex.
Boss Man would lay. Yeah, he would like lay
almost
like on the cage so Hogan would grab him. So it's the same move from the same distance.
It was basically just like a top. But still, that's like, I'm not talking like a middle rope. I'm talking a tippy top rope superplex night after night after night after night. And, you know, we can't talk about Hogan also without talking about all the stories he told over the years. And, you know, I, Hogan told so many stories, and it was always kind of like, does he believe that, or is, you know what I'm saying?
Is he working us?
A good example is WrestleMania 3, okay? WrestleMania 3, you know, I won't talk about attendance because I don't need the chat to blow up, but the thing with WrestleMania 3 is the story that Hogan always told was, you know, and it's actually ironic because it's kind of like Hogan's final days. You know, the story was, you know, Andre was near death, and they had to drag him out of a hospital bed, basically, to do this match.
600 pounds.
And Hogan didn't know if he was going to lay down for him or not, like all of these stories. And, of course, it's all preposterous. Like, Hogan was always going to win the match, and Andre was not on his deathbed. He wrestled for, like, 5 years afterwards in WWE, like, in big matches, including a much bigger match a year later. But, like, Hogan told all these stories, and he would always tell the same story. And it's funny because, like, how can you keep telling the story that Hogan was, or that Andre was near death at Mania 3, but, like, a year later, you guys did that match on the main event that did 33 million viewers. And then, like, Andre kept going, and he wrestled, you know, he had all those matches.
He was in the Colossal Connection.
Yeah, he had those matches with Warrior in, like, 1990 that were terrible, but, like, he was around. And so I always thought, like, is this guy, like, he's so into this that he can't help himself, and he believes these lies? And I don't know when it was, but I saw a couple of Hogan interviews, and this was when he was older, too. And he would tell these stories, but he wouldn't tell the total BS stories. He would be, like truthful. And so, you know, he even told the story once. I forget when this was, but he did some interview somewhere. And he was like, you know, When I step in the front door at home, I'm Terry Bollea. I'm just a dad. I'm just a guy. But as soon as I open that door to go out, I got to be Hulk Hogan. Like, that's what everybody wants, is for me to be Hulk Hogan. So he goes, like, you know, I open the front door and there's the mailman. No. And I have to go, how's it going, brother? Because that's, Ryan, what the mailman wants. Yes?
I hate to stop you, but the best way to put it was how Hulk Hogan put it himself. Hulk Hogan has a 10-inch penis. Oh, Terry Bollea does not.
Okay, the point is,
That's a direct quote.
I think that every time he was out of the house, he just knew this was what he needed to be. And if that included some preposterous story about WrestleMania 3 or, you know, this or that, it's like he was just out there playing the hits. He was Elvis. I got to play the hits. I got to tell this silly story about Mania 3. Like, I just can't believe that he actually believed these stories that he told. Some of them, maybe, you know, you tell the story enough times, you do believe it. But I think that he was just...
He was going to be the basis for Metallica?
Yeah, all of this stuff. It's like, he don't really...
George Foreman grill was offered to him?
Yes! That one! Like, I got the call, brother, but I wasn't there, so they gave it to Foreman. It's like, well, why didn't they give you another grill?
Party with John Belushi after Mania 2 in 1986 when John Belushi had been dead for years.
That one would have been difficult, undoubtedly. Any other good ones?
I mean, there's like him talking about the Undertaker tombstoning him.
Oh my God, that's the greatest.
We have the video evidence.
Yeah, there was a, it was Tuesday in Texas or something like that, and the Undertaker gave him this tombstone on a steel chair. And they have the camera in the worst possible area to film this, because you can just see he's like 6 inches away from the ground when he gets tombstoned, okay? It's like so fake, he's nowhere near the ground, okay? Well, Undertaker doesn't see this. So Undertaker goes backstage and Hogan's like, oh, brother, and he's selling that his neck was badly injured. And Undertaker believed for years that he hurt this guy. And Hogan never told him otherwise. And years later, Undertaker finally sees the video, and he's furious! He was nowhere near the ground! Back in a moment, Observer Live. Cool mornings, turn the days of swimming more safe.
Living right is easy. Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We had a lot of people. And tomorrow on Observer Live, we're going to be back, and I have been absolutely flooded with emails, people's thoughts on Hulk Hogan. And so we're going to read a lot of those tomorrow and probably for the near future because he was the most famous American professional wrestler of all time, and he passed away. Dave Meltzer and I did a breaking news audio just before the show began, actually, for subscribers with some thoughts on Hulk Hogan and his legacy. It's only about 15 minutes. It was in the middle of a crazy morning. And this afternoon, I will be, I believe, on ABC News Live around 5 Eastern to talk Hogan. And perhaps NPR tomorrow morning as well, which I think is about 2:55 a.m. my time tonight. So that'll be a lot of fun. And some other things as well. I'll try to retweet all of them if you want to hear more about it. So, yeah, any final thoughts, Tom?
Yeah, I'm going to leave you with some lyrics, Brian, from Hulkster in Heaven. When I climb back in the ring, I know we'll win this fight. I wish you were here at ringside to cheer me on tonight. The spotlight now grows dim, and now it's not on me. The prayers we've said together are still our guarantee.
All right, everybody. Hulk Hogan's wrestling boot ban. We didn't even talk about it, but that was another one. We got to wrap it up here for today. I want to thank you all for listening. We got a lot coming up, everybody. And maybe we'll have Tom on tomorrow. I guess we'll find out. If you want to go through some emails, Tom, it's up to you. I got like seemingly thousands here to try to go through. But that's it, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.